The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside and by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Imagine the look at our Lord's face in this whole entire conversation. Imagine the look of the Lord. He has just told his disciples, his intimate 12 that have been with him now. He just revealed to them that he's going to be killed, arrested and mocked prior to that killing on that crucified Lord on that cross. He just told them, "I'm going to suffer mightily. I'm going to experience tremendous pain and heartache." And what's the reaction? And then all of his disciples could think, "Oh, now's our time to secure our power." Do you see that dynamic here? He says here that immediately as Jesus reveals that he's going to die, the sons of Zebedee send their mother to do their bidding. Because at this point they realize, they saw Jesus, that he never turned down the request of a woman. And so he says, "Ooh," the disciples said, "let's send our mother in, so that way we can secure our place before Jesus dies in the kingdom." You see what they're doing, this political machinations, this maneuvering, this strategizing to get their own will and power. Because behind all of this, if you recall from the book of Daniel, why the crowds were coming up to Jesus and why they wanted to crown him king, because they knew the prophecies of Daniel. If you recall, we preached about this a few months ago, how in the first century, why everybody welcomed Jesus as a conquering king, because they knew the prophecy that the new kingdom established by God would arrive. And so here are the disciples. "I gotta get my place in this kingdom." Why? Same boring, tired reasons. My ego, my power, my wealth, my status. Oh, I gotta be great. And Jesus, again, just looking at them. You're still so worldly. You believe that power is money, wealth, militaries, armies. No. Jesus now summons the 12. You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. You want to be great? You shall be a servant. You want to be first? Be a slave. Then they finally, hopefully, understood. Great power is actually laying down your life out of love. Now that's power.